Okay, maybe it's not so ridiculous. And just to prove what kind of dog I am, I'm going to admit, here and now, in front of everybody, that I was tempted to sprint down to the gas tanks and dive into the awaiting arms of my gunny sack bed. But get this, I didn't do it. I imposed higher discipline upon myself and stayed awake. So you were wrong. Are you sorry that you doubted me? You should be. I stayed awake, even though I could hear my gunny sack singing a lullaby and calling my name. Then, sometime in the deep dark of night, I saw a pair of headlights creeping towards ranch headquarters, and I heard the sound of an unidentified vehicle. Okay, let's be honest. Grover was the first to turn in the report. Hank, wake up! Somebody's here! Hank! I leaped to my feet. Everybody, stand back! Don't panic! Grover, is that you? Where? There, right in front of your stub tail. He looked at his tail. Yeah, it's me. Good, I thought so. I blinked my eyes. Grover, I have a feeling that something's going on around here. Yeah, something is. A pickup just stopped at the mailbox. A pickup? I swung my gaze around to the north, just in time to see a pair of headlights go dark. A chill of dread cut a path down the middle of my back. Holy smokes, they're back. Where's Slim?
I don't know. He went down to the house 3 hours ago and never came back.
What?
Hank, what are we gonna do? What if it's that monkey again?
By this time, the vaporous waves of vapor had... Okay, maybe I had slipped into a very light doze, but now I was back on the job. Grover, listen carefully. We don't have much time. I'm going to rush down to the house and bark the alarm. I don't know what Slim's doing in there, but we need to get him out right away. While I'm gone, you go up to the machine shed and stand guard. Got it?
Got it.
Be a brave little soldier, and I'll see you on the other side. In the privacy of my mind, I strapped on the tanks of my rocket dog suit, turned the controls to turbo 5, and went roaring down to the house, followed by a long streak of yellow flames and smoke. At the yard gate, I screeched to a halt and unbuckled the RD equipment. I was about to sound the alarm when I noticed... Drover, I thought you were guarding the machine shed. That was our plan.
Yeah, but I thought of a better plan. Stay close to you.
Why?
Well, I'm kind of scared of monkeys.
Oh, brother. Okay, it's too late to spill the milk. Let's go to code 3 barking. Ready? Hit it. Boy, you should have heard us. We leaned into those code 3s and really rattled the windows. Very impressive barking. Then we waited for Slim to come bursting out the door. Seconds passed. Minutes. Nothing. What is wrong with that guy? How can I protect this ranch if he... Wait a second, I just figured it out. He fell asleep in the bathtub. I knew it. I tried to tell him. Okay, son, I'm going into the yard, and I may have to tear down the door to dig him out of there. You wait here and keep a lookout. Got it?
Got it.
If a monkey tries to offer you some pills, don't take them.
Got it.
Good luck, soldier. I coiled up the enormous muscles in my hind legs and went flying over the fence. Back on planet Earth, I sprinted towards the window on the north side of the house, which I happened to know was the bathroom window. There, I spread out all four legs, went into the barking stance, and prepared to. Drover, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be standing guard at the gate.
Yeah, but...
He keeled over, kicked all four legs, and started bawling.
I'm so scared, I don't know what I'm doing.
I glared down at him for a moment, shaking my head, and wondering how one little mutt could be so worthless. Okay, never mind. I've got to stick with the plan.
I feel awful about this.
I stepped over his carcass and hopped up on the side of the house until I could see through the window. I knew it. There he was, stretched out in the bathtub with water up to his chin and a peaceful grin on his face.